the US and the Soviet Union, now Russia, have negotiated, and they did in some way limit their nuclear armaments. As you know, they had crazy amounts of nuclear armaments, enough to destroy the world 1,000 times. So that has happened. But apart from that, there has hardly been any movement towards the nuclear disarmament of, well, the, let's say, the 9 or 10 nuclear states that we know.
There is a difference in the cases here, though, I would assume, because on the one hand you have Britain, which is a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and then you have India and Pakistan, two countries that are not. Does that make any difference to the overall case that Marshall Islands are bringing?
It may be in terms of the jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice. The International Court of Justice is only can only deal with cases when states, parties to a dispute, have explicitly recognized the jurisdiction of the court. And, of course, there must also be a binding international law that applies to that particular state. And the difference, as you said, is here that the United Kingdom is a party to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which does specify that the parties should negotiate in order to come to nuclear disarmament. India and Pakistan are not. Therefore, they are not bound by that treaty.
Now, as we've already heard from Marshall Islands' former Foreign Minister Tony de Broome, there's an enormous amount of emotion tied up in this case as far as Marshall Islands are concerned. They've been fighting the battle for compensation on the nuclear front for many, many decades now. Is there a danger that the emotion of it all could cloud the central issues?
I suppose that depends on what the agents for the Marshall Islands and Council will do and say. I assume that I happen to know one of the agents for Marshall Islands, who is actually Dutch. He is very pragmatic, and he will stick to the, I'm certain, he will stick to the sort of the legal arguments, as I'm certain that also the UK Council and the India and Pakistani agents will do. So they will, in this phase of the proceedings, they will stick to the procedural aspects, and the phase that we are in now is not actually about the merits of the case. It's about whether or not the International Court of Justice can actually deal with this case. That's what it is all about now.
What is your feeling, therefore, at this stage? Do you think it is a case that the International Court will be prepared to take on?
That is always the question. The International Court of Justice, as you can imagine, the highest judicial organ of the United Nations, with 15 judges, of which five are always of the five permanent members of the Security Council. Almost all of the cases that they deal with are international legal disputes, but every international legal dispute has political aspects, as every political dispute has international law aspects. And the court is known to sometimes try to evade the political issues by sticking to purely technical legal arguments. We don't know what will happen in this case. The three, let's say, defendants in this case, UK, India, Pakistan, may have arguments which might even sort of convince the ICJ to declare that the case are not admissible, that they do not have jurisdiction. And that could be argued in these cases for all three.
Let's say, hypothetically, that the International Court gives Marshall Islands' case the go-ahead. They decide that it is a case that is suitable for them to sit in judgment upon. We then fast-track to whatever judgment they come up with. If it's negative as far as Britain and or India and Pakistan are concerned, how much force will it have? What difference can it make to the nuclear issue?
That will be a great impetus for the, let's say, the anti-nuclear movement. And no state in this world wants to be corrected by the International Court of Justice and be told you are acting against your international duties and obligations. That's something that states really want to avoid and do not want. It will have an impact, absolutely. Might have even a big impact.